Hey y'all, to the Figuring It Out With You podcast duo, where we're in a with each other and you all, just trying to figure out how to make the most of the life we've all been given.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Kay.
And let's get this conversation started for today.
Hey y'all, it's Kay.
And I'm Kim.
And this is the Figuring It Out With You podcast.
Go ahead and hit like and subscribe. Comment below. We look forward to hearing from you. Today, we'll be speaking about self-care. We're coming up on the month of October. Maybe in the month of October. And breast cancer awareness is something that essentially we focus on in the month of October. Or highlight. But we want to talk about self-care as it relates to everybody. So let's go ahead and jump right in.
So I guess the first question is, when it comes to like going to the doctor routinely, do you feel like you experience any anxiety around that?
I definitely experience anxiety as it relates to going to the doctor. And I'm sure everyone else does too. But going to the doctor is very essential for our well-being. A lot of terminal illnesses, such as cancer, are able to be treated if you catch them quickly or sooner rather than later. I hate going to the doctor because you just have a certain amount of anxiety or stress about what they're going to say. Mm. So it does affect me, but it's necessary. So I need to do better, get better, be better. But for now, I say go ahead and go. It's better to go and just push yourself through the stress than not to go at all and not really know what's going on inside of your body. Things like hypertension, diabetes, those are silent killers. You know, you can feel fine. I had a cousin a few years ago. He literally lost his eyesight within a matter of 2 or 3 days from hypertension. So and he never felt sick. You know, I just was at his house one day and he was like fumbling around in the refrigerator. And I was like, Darnell, it's right here in front of you. Until like literally 3 or 4 days later, he was completely blind. It's nothing to play with. We need to really take care of ourselves better. So go to the doctor. Check on yourself, okay? How do you feel about going to the doctor?
I don't really feel any particular way, to be honest. Like, it's kind of interesting. It's something that I don't, like, I used to do it a lot more when I was younger. And so now, like, I don't think, I just haven't done it in a while. So I don't have any particular, like, feelings about it. But I think it's just because it's, like, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. But when I do think about going to the doctor, I am like, just because I don't really hear people having necessarily good experiences. But I do also know something that's necessary. So it's something I'm trying to learn more about, for sure.
Yeah, and I think as a person, you need to educate yourselves about going to the doctor. Because in essence, doctors are really promoting the pharmaceutical companies because that's how they make their money. So when you go to the doctor, you have to take it kind of with a grain of salt. Doctors don't promote you to have any type of natural remedies. They don't promote you to take vitamins or things like that. They are going to try to push you some pills. So I would say educate yourself on that part. But all of the preventative screenings, things like that, they are very necessary. So you may not have a wonderful relationship with your doctor, but you definitely have to have some type of relationship with your doctor.
Yeah. And then again, maybe you do. Like, maybe you do try your best to seek out different doctors over time so that you can work up to that kind of relationship.
Yeah. But you have to do something.
True.
Because anything could be going on inside of your body. You'll never know until it's too late. Mm. Do you feel a certain level, and this is kind of, we kind of answered it already, but I'm going to ask anyway, do you feel a certain level of anxiety about going to the doctor?
Not really. I mean, kind of, but not really. I feel like for me, I'm very big into like, I don't really feel much until I'm in it, if that makes sense. So I'm just like, before things happen, I'm like, I think it's fine, it's cool, whatever. But so we'll see. I'll schedule my next checkup and then I'll come back to this question. Did I feel anxiety once I got there? Maybe. But for now, I'm like, yeah, that sounds natural, normal, fine.
That's so funny because you've had that same vibe your whole life. I remember asking you things. You're like, oh, I don't care. I don't care. And you remember me telling you, Makayla, stop saying you don't care. Say I don't have an opinion about that. But please don't say you don't care. But it's that nonchalant, just kind of free flowing vibe. That is Makayla. I like it. And I'm going to answer that question myself. I do feel a lot of anxiety about going to the doctor. And I think Makayla probably doesn't have anxiety about it because she doesn't have anything wrong with her. She's a healthy young woman.
I also said I haven't been in a while. Prayerfully, that is
But
still true.
I have had medical challenges my whole life, from being overweight, type 2 diabetes. Asthma, had a lot of issues with asthma. In and out of the ER, having to be put on respirators. So imagine my anxiety when COVID happened. And we're watching the news, and they're saying, stay in your home, do not leave. If you go out, wear a mask. This is a strange, unknown disease. You can catch it from the air. You don't have to touch anyone. You don't have to come into contact. They created it, the image that it was just floating around in the air. And I remember like having my kids spray Lysol on the Amazon packages, and we would spray the boxes when we brought the food from the grocery store, and just kind of extreme, because they said that anyone that has underlying health conditions, such as, and they went down this list, and asthma was one of them. And I was like, oh my goodness, I can't die from this. We have to be extremely careful. We have to wear the mask. We have to wear the gloves. We have to do whatever they're telling us to do. So that even just being in that environment created a level of anxiety. So whenever I go to the doctor, I really don't like going to the doctor. Because I just don't ever know what they're gonna say. And I'm the one to take what they say with a grain of salt. I've just recently learned I have a lot of relatives that are healthy, that like eat vegan and eat non-processed foods. I have a cousin, she eats raw like 95% of the time, and she's been promoting me for years to eat better, do better. It's gonna affect your body in such a great way. And I was like, oh, I don't want to hear that. I'm gonna eat what I want to eat. I'm gonna do what I want to do. But the older you get, the more you'll see it's true. You take care of your body, it'll take care of you. So I think the level of anxiety that I feel when it's time for me to go to the doctor is because I have underlying health conditions, and you just never know how they're going to spin it. But at the end of the day, I've not come into contact with any good doctors. I have decent ones, but the majority of the doctors that I have and know, they just are trying to get you to take this pill, take this shot, do this, do that. And it does feel like you're just being promoted to promote the pharmaceutical companies. Now, when I go to the doctor, I'm like, could you tell me what the natural alternative is to this medication? Or I'll research it myself. A lot of the herbs and things that occur naturally on the earth are able to heal and resolve medical conditions and issues. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about what the doctor is prescribing for you. And y'all see these commercials, they promote this medication and then they give you the disclosure. And they say it really, really fast so you can't hear it. The medicines that are supposed to help you with depression may cause depression, may cause suicidal thoughts. So if I'm already depressed, why do I want to take a medication that could possibly cause me to have suicidal thoughts? So I would just say be informed when you're going to the doctor. Prepare your questions. Prepare to ask questions. Prepare to listen and you know, just determine if their treatment or whatever they're prescribing for you is the best for you. Is the best. Well, I don't know. We can't say the best because the doctors are supposed to be the professional, but you know you and you know your body, so.
So I know we talked about how this is October, which we know is like the, my voice. So y'all know that October is like Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we wanted to offer space for us to both think about and talk about those that we have known to experience like breast cancer and like, yeah, just to kind of honor them in this time and also to provide a space for you all to think of people that you may have lost or, you know, have battled with breast cancer. Just to maybe even call out some names and offer just like a brief moment of silence for them.
Okay. I like that. That sounds good. I would like to call out the name Kimberly Simon. She is a cousin of mine. We actually have the same name. My name is Kim, and she's Kimberly, but she has battled breast cancer several times for a number of years. So I just want her to know that you are in my thoughts and prayers, and, you know, just continue battling. You got this. You know, God is able to do all things, and just be encouraged. You have any names you like to call out? I have another name. I like to call out Dorothy Lucas. She was my aunt, mine and May Kaylee's aunt, and she did succumb to her battle with breast cancer. She passed away last year. She was a bright light in our family. We loved her. She would come over and we would feed her and just cook for her, whatever she wanted to do. And I just remember one of the last times I saw her, she said, "Kim, you always cook for me. You always take care of me. I just want you to lay right here in this bed." And I was like, "Well, Auntie, I can't lay in the bed. I have so much to do." But the Holy Spirit said, "This may be the last opportunity you get to spend with her. Just do whatever she asks you to do." So I put my pajamas on and I got in the bed. And I remember having May Kaylee come and take pictures of us. We were like posing and laughing. And I just was so grateful to have that time with her. So Dorothy Lucas, we love you and we miss you very much. But I know that you're in a better place. And if you have a loved one that is battling breast cancer or has had breast cancer, they may have succumbed to breast cancer, just go ahead and drop their name down in the comments below. We'll definitely send good energy your way and keep you and them in our prayers. At this time, we'd like to just take a brief moment of silence, maybe 30 seconds or so, just to honor those that are either battling breast cancer or have had breast cancer in the past. And there's some good success stories about breast cancer. Some people beat it 100% and they never have issues anymore. So we can congratulate you as well. Again, this is October. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you just need to be mindful of, you know, taking care of your bodies and yourself. All right, and again, we're talking about self-care and also breast cancer awareness. There are a few routine checkups for men and women that we would just like to highlight. Annual blood panels for women. You're required, or you should get an annual pap smear. Breast cancer exams for women and men. Colonoscopy checks for women and men, and for men, prostate exams. So if you have not had an appointment this year, go ahead and reach out to your doctor. And let's get those things scheduled. Just remember to take care of yourself. And we would also like to talk about rest and relaxation. Rest and relaxation are also a part of self-care. So, Michaela, what are some of the things that you do to take care of yourself as far as rest and relaxation are concerned?
So for me, like when it comes to rest and relaxation, I'm typically like in school or like doing like a lot of community building work with like younger youth. And so for me, what it looks like to rest is to kind of like take myself into like le slightly less structured spaces, whether it's just like hanging out with friends and family that I haven't spent time with and like just chill with them, or to just like have a day in or a couple hours in, because sometimes the whole day is not really part of my schedule. But yeah, just to give myself some space, like to do some art. I usually like to paint or like listen to music and dance around. Yeah, watch some shows that's been recommended to me.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you? How do you tackle rest and relaxation in your life?
Rest and relaxation, I don't think they exist in my life right now, currently. But I do love to travel. I'm definitely one for a road trip, a 2-day weekend getaway, however I can get it in. That's part of my relaxation, just getting away, seeing something different. And rest, I'm gonna work on resting more. I'm gonna work on trying to find a designated time to take a nap. And even on the weekends when I'm home, instead of trying to make up for lost time, like you say, we try to make time for our families. I'm gonna learn how to just stay in, just turn the TV on and have a Netflix and chill day. But again, rest and relaxation are very important to taking care of yourself. So I recommend if you don't have a good regimen or routine, that you get one and try to be consistent with doing something for yourself.
Thank you all for joining us today. This has been the Figuring It Out With You podcast with your co-host, Kay.
And Kim. And go ahead and like and subscribe.